The feast which we celebrate today is an interesting feast for many reasons. For me, one of the things that I remember, my first year in the seminary, the feast of St. Justin, martyr, was, I think, on June the 1st. And of course, that's the Pauline calendar. Because they changed all kinds of things for no reason whatsoever. They used the excuse that they wanted to have the feast on the day on which the saint died. But there are many, many saints who died on other days that are not the days in which they were given. So that makes absolutely no sense. Anyway, I remember particularly because it was the first time I went to the consecration of a church. It was a feast of St. Justin, martyr, and it's one of the upper keys down in South Florida. I forget what key it was, but it was a key. And there, His Excellency, Archbishop Coleman Francis Carroll, who was my friend, and I was his protege, he consecrated a church in honor of St. Justin. But in the traditional rite, the feast of St. Justin, martyr, is today, April the 14th. St. Justin also is interesting because he is a philosopher. He is not a deacon. He is not a priest. He is a philosopher. And he was converted in his youth. And by youth, I mean around the year between 17 and 21 or something like that, to the Catholic faith. And I'm sure that has an adventure in itself, I don't remember. But as a result, he had studied already philosophy and rhetoric and so forth, and he began to preach and to write about the Holy Catholic faith to everyone he came upon. And he converted many, many pagans to the Catholic faith. But this same gift of his to convert others was to cost him his life. And so, other than the fact that he wrote some about 10 books, which are still extant, which are very very good explanations of the Holy Catholic faith, and from the very beginning of the Church, I mean, he may have been a friend of St. John the Evangelist. That's how early this is. Other than that, all we have is the history that he left forth. And of course, the Church is all about history. There is no more historical being in the world than the Church. The Church that surpasses all the histories of all the countries, of all the kingdoms, of everybody else. And so, among those who are part of this wonderful and glorious history of the Church is this saint, St. Justin, martyr. The other saints that are proposed in the Mass today, and it's in the Missal, but it was not in the martyrologies which I read, were also martyrs. Of course, we have many martyrs, millions of martyrs, and you can choose the way in which they were martyred. The most incredible things that they did to these early Christians, Tiburtius, Valerius, and Maximus. The writing is so little, you need a magnifying glass. But anyway, they have already published a new traditional missal in large print, by the way. I think it's the Angelus Press. So I recommend getting it for those who have... I can see, but sometimes it's even smaller. I mean, it's not even an eighth of an inch tall, some of this writing. But so today we celebrate this wonderful and glorious feast of this very early saint of the Church. And he was brutally martyred because he refused to give up the faith. And so we too must refuse to give up the faith, no matter what. And we glory in our history. It is our family, our church. We are regal, as St. Peter says in his epistle. And it is this regality, this royalty that we have received from Christ himself, that is our tradition and our history. Also, before I continue, I would like to mention the fact that today I put on two very interesting videos on my Facebook page. And of course, some people, you say Facebook and they think bad word. No, you do whatever you want to with it. You can put saints' lives or you can put evil lives. And it's up to you. I mean, you can look at this book and see a naked woman. Give me a break. I'll never forget my first pastor in the seminary, Monsignor Ratzkatter. He said that every time he heard, "Holy God, we praise thy name," he saw a woman dancing naked in front of him. The devil has his tricks. And look what he did to St. Anthony in the desert. So you need to just purify yourself and purify the things around you. But anyway, they're very, very interesting because both of them are some very, very recent discoveries in this century about the Shroud of Turin. If ever there was a doubt before, after this, I don't see how anybody can doubt it. But anyway, very interesting, very beautiful. And that, too, is our history. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has died and has risen from the dead and has left us a memorial of his resurrection in the Holy Shroud. And the Shroud of the Face is in Spain, as I said, and is in the city of Oviedo. I've never been there, so maybe someday, if God allows me, I will go back to Spain and see it. But it's very famous. And it's just the face and the crown of thorns. So the rest of it is in Turin, and it is magnificent. I have seen that many, 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 many times. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.